Thanks.
State Representative Kate Webb of Shelburne, a lead sponsor of the GMO bill, delivered binders full of research to the House Judiciary Committee.
There is increasing evidence that genetically engineered foods are posing health risks. There are risks to people who have religious concerns, and there are those of us that also have significant concerns about the loss of biodiversity in the environment.
Webb says GMOs have snuck into the market in the past 15 years without peer-reviewed studies and without rigorous review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
In fact, the FDA does no testing. They simply require a report from the biotech industry saying that they're safe. For most of us, that is simply not enough.
The bill before the committee this week would require the labeling of foods that are produced with genetic engineering. Webb says it would also prohibit the use of the term natural on the labels of those foods.
History will prove that we were right. I believe that ultimately this labeling is going to be required.
At the same time, though, the bill would exempt meat and dairy that has been fed genetically engineered grains. Vermonters have long prided themselves on having a strong local food movement, for knowing what's in their food and where it comes from. And increasingly, Vermont is not alone. 30 states, including Oregon and Connecticut, are taking up similar GMO bills. But if the bill moves forward in Montpelier, Vermont would lead the way. That concerns the state's dairy industry, which depends on corn from genetically engineered seeds.
Some food manufacturer is going to have to start preparing for this.
That's lobbyist Margaret Lagis. She represents the United Dairy Farmers of Vermont, and she says the legislature should expect a lawsuit if it requires the labeling of genetically engineered or GE foods. Lagis agrees that Vermonters should know what's in their food, but she says the state shouldn't require labels, and she argues that this measure is fundamentally flawed.
This bill exempts ice cream, so it would allow an ice cream manufacturer to label their product as being GE-free when 100% of the cream used in that product comes from cows eating 100% GE feed.
Both supporters and opponents point to companies around the state who are already changing their means of production. Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream and Lake Champlain Chocolates, for example, have pledged to stop using ingredients produced with genetic engineering. Still, supporters of GMO labeling say carefully crafted legislation would accelerate that movement. For VPR News, I'm Kurt Carapeza in Montpelier.